Question 115. What is the correct order for a non-Arab to learn Arabic? Can I start with Al-Ajurumiyya with the Sharh, the explanation, At-Tuhfa As-Saniyya, as English classes are available, or is it best to start from the Medina books? Then, I would advise a non-Arab to start with the Medina books because learning Arabic involves learning three essential things: An-Nahw, Arabic grammar; As-Sarf, morphology, the composition, derivation of words; and the Mufradat, the vocabulary of the Arabic language. And the good thing about the Medina books, alhamdulillah, is that they tackle all of these three things. They tackle these three things, and also they help develop the student to go on to further Islamic studies in the various kulliyat, the various colleges of the university itself. Naam. So if somebody wants to study the religion, the Medina books are a good start. After you finish the Medina books, alhamdulillah, naam, person can study Al-Ajurumiyya, and you'll find that, alhamdulillah, some of the things are revision. There will be certain topics that may be new, but a lot of the things that you will study in Al-Ajurumiyya will be revision, maybe in more detail and depth than the Medina books, but inshallah ta'ala, it will be easier for you to understand. And that's why, you know, after Al-Ajurumiyya, you have the Mutammima. That's why, for example, in some of the Marakis, they study after Al-Ajurumiyya, the Mutammima, the completion to Al-Ajurumiyya before going on to Qatr al-Nada, because it makes that jump a bit easier. As for example, a non-Arab just starting immediately Al-Ajurumiyya with a Tuhfa, then the student is lacking vocabulary. Obviously, they're lacking a Nahw as well. That's why they're studying it, Al-Ajurumiyya. But they're also lacking Mufradat, any vocabulary. So how are they going to understand anything that they are studying to any reasonable degree? Naam, Al-Ajurumiyya, if an Arab speaker wanted to commence their study of Arabic grammar, yes, a good book would be for them Al-Ajurumiyya. The problem with a non-Arab is that they are lacking any vocabulary or familiarity with the language. So they don't have the necessary tools to even embark upon that type of journey. So I would definitely advise the questioner to start with the Medina books, and if you can as well, do the supplementary books, because they are also beneficial as it relates to those three angles. Naam. Inshallah, I have a lecture as well that I will try and post in the group as it relates to this topic of learning Arabic. If you want to listen for further details, طيب, جزاكم الله خيراً.